It's Tuesday, October the 4th. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turberville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, the high school football ratings for the week show no change at the top of any of the five classes. Ganado in 1A, Refugio in 2A, Tyler Chapel Hill in 3A, Lake Travis in 4A, and Allen in 5A are still the top dogs. The 5-0 Brenham Cubs are third in 4A, and Burton is ranked eighth in Class 1A. The Crosstown Showdown between Bryan and A&M Consolidated is Friday night at 7:30 at Kyle Field with Consol the home team. Both teams are 2-0 in district play with five games to play, so this winner will be at least tied for the district lead, likely with Coppers Cove, who will host winless Ellison on Friday night. In the 7-team District 16 4A, each team has one district weekend off, and this is Rutters. Down the road, Navasota Rattlers open district play as they host Rockdale. The Texas Rangers got a two-run home run from Mike Napoli as part of a four-run seventh inning and held on to beat Tampa Bay 4-3 last night in Game 3 of the American League Divisional Series. With the win, they earn back home field advantage and can wrap it up in advance today at a 1 o'clock game at Tropicana Field. If the Rays win today, a deciding Game 5 would be back in Arlington on Thursday. In the other American League game, the Detroit Tigers beat the Yankees 5-4, a second straight game, and take a 2-1 lead, and they can eliminate the Yanks at home tonight at 7:30. Two National League Divisional Series continue today with Philadelphia at St. Louis. They're tied at a game each. That'll be at 4 o'clock. And Milwaukee is up 2-0 on Arizona as they play in Phoenix at 8:30. That game will be on TNT. The other three will be on TBS. Well, the Aggies met the media yesterday and answered all the questions about their second straight second half meltdown. Hard to come up with answers, but Ryan Swope tried his best to explain the loss from the offensive standpoint.
To be honest with you, we were at halftime. There was a lot of energy in the locker room. A lot more than the previous game, and we felt like we needed to keep that energy going. And I tell you, this team has a lot of character. We kind of feed off of each other, and we were just trying to stay positive throughout the whole third and fourth quarter. And there's energy on the field. It's just a matter of finishing what we got to do. Finishing the job. We'll work on it in practice and, try to get better at that.
A&M and Texas Tech will kick off a little after 6 o'clock Saturday at Jones Stadium in Lubbock, and we will have the game on 1620 WTAW, starting with the pregame at 5. By the way, the Baylor game at Kyle Field has been set for an 11 a.m. kickoff on October the 15th. Josh Freeman threw for 287 yards and a touchdown. LeGarrette Blount ran for 127 and a score. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat Indianapolis 24-17 on Monday Night Football last night. The Colts fell to 0-4 without All-Pro quarterback Peyton Manning and are one of four winless teams in the NFL. Speaking of Monday Night Football, ESPN pulled Hank Williams Jr.'s classic intro song from its broadcast of last night's game after the country singer, famous for the line, "Are you ready for some football?" used an analogy to Adolf Hitler in discussing President Barack Obama in an interview Monday morning on Fox News' Fox and Friends. Unprompted, he had said of Obama's outing on the links with House Speaker John Boehner, quote, "It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu." Asked to clarify, Williams says they're the enemy, adding by that they, meaning Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. The Big 12 Conference says that school leaders have agreed to equally share first and second tier television money if its members agree to give the league their TV rights for at least 6 years. Interim Commissioner Chuck Nina says the vote should be seen as a positive sign for Missouri, which is reportedly considering whether to stay in the conference or join Texas A&M in the Southeastern Conference, even though the SEC hasn't invited them yet. Nina says he plans to visit with Missouri officials this week. Texas high school football players could be facing far fewer two-a-day practices under some new proposals. The University Interscholastic League's Medical Advisory Committee has recommended cutting down on two-a-day practices, including banning them from the first 4 days of training camp. And on days when there is more than one practice, players shall have at least 2 hours rest in between, and no team could hold two-a-days on consecutive days. Of course, Texas experienced the hottest summer on record in the U.S. According to the National Weather Service, the rule changes must still be approved by the UIL's executive committee later this month, and then the State Commissioner of Education. The new rules would put Texas closer in line with guidelines recommended by a national athletics trainers group. And finally, Hawaii will soon become the first state in the nation to call surfing an official high school sport. Governor Neil Abercrombie and state education officials say riding the waves will join the likes of football, basketball, volleyball, and swimming as a state-sanctioned prep sport in public schools starting as early as the spring of 2013. And there you go. And there's your sports. And there's your look at sports. It's October the 4th. Hello, everyone, and thank you again for logging on to WTAW.com.